I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, okay, let me make a couple of minor adjustments here. But great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Again, just a reminder, folks, be sure and share. We are very close to setting a record. And we, of course, want to thank our newest member of the TECNTV.com family, and the Texas show, which has helped to, I believe, between her show and mine. See, the two Texans, we're leading the charge at TECNTV.com. Very exciting. We're pushing 130,000 viewers this week. 130,000 viewers. And we thank you for watching the program, sharing the program, and participating with us here at TECNTV.com and ChosenGenerationRadio.com and KYH 540 AM and all across our listening audience, Noble Radio Network, and so on and so on and so on. We appreciate everybody that's tuned in and listening to our program. Don Jans is with me, My Grandchildren's America, and also just want to remind you, we're giving away some books over here. $25 donation gets you a free copy of Don's book, The Road to Tyranny, or you can choose The Devil Inside the Beltway by Michael Dougherty, and I've got three copies of Enough is Enough by Rick Scarborough. $50 will get you two of these books. $75 will get you all three. How about that? A $75 donation. You can use Cash App, the dollar sign, Pastor Greg, CGR. Cash App, it's the dollar sign, Pastor Greg, CGR. On Venmo, it's at chosen-generation-radio. It's not that hard. Chosen-generation-radio on Venmo, or dollar sign Pastor Greg CGR and Cash App. Or if you choose to do so, you can use PayPal and go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me www.tchoosingeneration.org/Pastor Greg. That helps us both to save America and save India. And neat stuff, by the way. And I'm going to start probably in the next week or so a full 30-minute segment each day on what we're doing with our ministry, because I think the ministry side of what we do is important for people to understand what we're doing to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ and to touch and save lives. We just graduated our widows class in Punjab, in Amritsar, our fourth widows class. We're starting our next widows class this next week, teaching them how to sew. So they know not only do we give them a fish, but we teach them how to fish. And that's for them and their young children. And these are young widows whose husbands were murdered for their faith. Don, we are under assault. Our children are under assault. I know we're going to talk about Joe Biden, the devil we know, and the efforts potentially to replace him and who that might be and what they're doing with that. Newsom making a trip to the White House. Now all of a sudden Biden has COVID. And let me read this really quick as kind of a lead into that piece. This is from Dr. Peter McCullough. This shows the absolute number of cases. So the reason for fewer cases in unvaccinated could be simply that there are not many unvaccinated people left. But clearly, the one-and-done concept didn't work, and now we might only be considered fully vaccinated for a few months. Worse, the epidemiologist, Dr. Harvey Risch of Yale, points out the benefit of the vaccine could turn negative after 4 to 8 months. In other words, you become more likely to get infected. Twice boosted President Biden tested positive and has mild symptoms, and everyone who's been in contact with him will be informed. Twice boosted Dr. Anthony Fauci also has COVID, was treated with Paxlovid, and had a rebound with symptoms worse than with the initial illness after completing the 5-day course. Each and every dose carries a risk of adverse effects. And this from a doctor who writes, I saw one of my Lyme patients yesterday. She and her husband, who was in perfect health at age 72, got the third COVID shots, first boosters, in April 2022. In May 2022, the husband dropped dead. Don, they're using medical tyranny. I sent you the article that I wrote relative to the issue of children and what's happening to the children. It's always been about the children and sex. It's not protecting marriage. Congress passing the Respect Marriage Act, which has nothing to do with respecting marriage at all. All right, I'm ready for you to jump in. I've tried to make the water as warm as possible.
the COVID situation is this is the first time I ever remember where people have where there's been some type of a medical situation and there hasn't been an open give and take. Where it has not been discussed, where scientists, where doctors have not had an honest input. And in this whole situation, the medical community, the science community, has not been accepted at all. Unless you conform to the demands of the WHO and the NIH, CDC, you were not listened to. In fact, you were deemed to be a heretic. Your license was threatened. You would be removed from the medical community. It's dumbfounding that in our world, that in the United States, we could not have an open and honest discussion about this issue. However, when you consider that many of our politicians, many of those in power, and even outside of the public eye, are advocating strongly to become very, very instrumental in this New Reset, the World Economic Council New Reset. It all seems to be, when we take an honest look, it all seems to be coordinating with that New World Economic Council, or with World Economic Council and this reset. So where we are going, and I heard a clip from Bill Gates today, who's absolutely said we have to reduce the world's population by 10 to 15%. Why? I'm not sure, but that's their mindset. One of the ways they're doing this is with this COVID vaccine. What we're learning is that it's devastating to women. It does destroy their reproductive system, and it's killing young men. When do you ever remember young, strong athletes just keeling over, just dying?
Yeah,
it's phenomenon insane. that has to be discussed. Has to be discussed openly. The family unit. We look back throughout history. We go back even, and I consider the Bible. I consider to be the absolute word of God.
Amen.
What the Bible says is absolutely God speaking to us, and God wanted us to understand that the family unit is very instrumental to a free society. And he wanted us to understand that when we destroy the family unit, mm-hmm. we are destroying his plan for us. The family unit was being destroyed many different times, many different ways in the Bible, as Israel would depart from the teachings of God.
Right.
And when we study history now, tyrants throughout history have always attack the family. Always attack the family. Why? Because the family unit will not put the state number one when you have a strong family unit. They will have different concepts, different ideas, and the strong family unit has always been instrumental to a strong, strong biblical society. Our family unit is being attacked the same way the family unit has been attacked by Marxists primarily throughout their history. They did.
Yeah.
Lenin went into Russia. He immediately instigated free, open abortion. He immediately instigated pornography and adultery. If we would just look at the roadmap of previous Marxist takeovers, we would see that same situation happening in the United States today. My friends, we are on the road to tyranny, and we are following the same roadmap that Marxists have followed throughout history. I should say collectivists, because Marxist is just another unit of collectivism.
And, you know, when you talk about, the devil we know, Joe Biden is really a puppet for the real devil we know, I believe, which is Barack Hussein Obama. My sources indicated to me, and I've said this on the program before, and I'll say it again, that Susan Rice and I believe his name is Klein, who's the chief of staff,
Brian Klein,
they meet with Obama before they go to the White House to actually have the morning briefing. So they go down and they have a meeting of some sort with Obama most days before they actually go to the White House and have a meeting with their staff and disseminate the plan and the information for how that day is going to go. That tells you how involved Obama is and why at the reception Biden was ignored and the focus was on, welcoming who everyone knows is the real acting president of the United States.
And he stood in there as if he knew he was.
Yes.
That was his whole demeanor there.
Yeah.
Here I am, folks. Here I am. I will guide you.
Yep.
Now,
20 seconds. Tease this real quick, because then we're going to take a break.
I'm just wondering, who is the force behind Obama?
It's an interesting question. It's an interesting, and actually I touch on this. I'm going to give you a synopsis when I get back, folks. I talked about it last Friday in the disinformation presentation. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Don Jans, My Grandchildren's America. Again, want to remind you, go and make a donation, please. Please, please, please. Gosh, I'm begging. But I really am, because we really need the help. Cash App, $PastorGregCGR. Cash App, $PastorGregCGR. Venmo at chosen-generation-radio, chosen-generation-radio, or paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. If you make a donation of $75, while supplies last, you're going to get all three of these incredible books: Enough is Enough by Rick Scarborough, The Devil Inside the Beltway by, there it is, Michael Dougherty, and a great, great book, The Road to Tyranny by Don Jans. And by the way, it's interesting, gal at my church who made a donation and got this book, she said, "Oh, I read that book. It's great." So she's given the book away to a friend.
Don't tell her to buy another one.
Well, I'll do that. So anyway, all right. So here's the synopsis, folks, very quickly, and I'm going to pass this off to Dawn. There are entities at work right now that we, the people of the United States of America, are battling, and it's why we need God and we need virtue. We are battling the Obama monarchy, the Clinton monarchy, the deep state, the Marxists within the Democratic Party, which there is no more Democratic Party, it's all Marxists, the establishment, Antifa and BLM, and oh, they are still very much real and very much viable. All of that is, I would say, an internal group within our country trying to destroy the United States of America. In addition to that, we are battling Putin, who just recently, and you heard it on the program this morning with Darren Gertis, talked about the fact that he wants to be like Peter the Great. He sees himself as reconquering all of the lands stripped from the USSR. He's been talking about this since the late 1990s. This is not a brand new thing for him. He is an empire builder, and anybody who tells you anything different, like we prompted him, we instigated this, it's a NATO thing, it's all disinformation, my goodness, people. Watch the film. It's free on YouTube. Watch it. Disinformation. Xi in China and the CCP, Rasmussen and Erdogan, but both of them are battling for a caliphate, either the Ottoman Empire to rise up or Iran to rise up as a caliphate. So there you have it. Those are the entities, all four of them, battling. We, the people of the United States of America, we are at war, Don, and we've got feckless leadership.
Every one of those groups that you spoke about are all a part of what we would call the collectivist movement. Hmm. The collectivist movement is an evil movement that seeks to dominate, that seeks to control, as opposed to the individualist movement, or the individualist society, where we are honored to be individuals as created by God. All of these collectivist movements despise the United States, and many of those who are collectivists are actually living in the United States today, many of them serving in our government, many of them claiming to be individualists, and yet they aspire to be collectivists.
And they despise God.
Pardon?
And they despise God. Sorry, just had to throw that. Yeah.
They despise God. Now, why is this culmination of collectivists so interested in destroying the United States and individualist nation? Folks, we are an extremely unique nation. Extremely unique. Yeah. We were founded based on that truth that God has endowed each individual with his liberties. Each individual with his liberties. We were founded on the basis that we will be a Christian nation. The Bible was the foundation of our education system for years. And we were founded as a republic and not a democracy. Those are extremely critical issues. In fact, I'm writing a new book. Republic or democracy doesn't matter. It matters very, very, very much.
Oh, hurry up and get that one out. That's a great...
I hope to have that out this fall. I hope to have that out this fall. And folks, they despise everything for which the United States stands. Never before has a nation been founded on that basis that rights come from God and not from government, and that they will be a republic and not a democracy. We have to have the Bible. We have to be a virtuous, in order to be that type of nation, we have to be virtuous. And we have to have virtuous people in office. We have failed. Ben Franklin said, we gave you a republic if you can keep it. That has been attacked. It's very questionable right now as to whether or not we will keep it, but we can keep it. We can keep it if God's people will rise up and understand the seriousness of what we face, and that they will begin to proclaim the virtue and righteousness of God. We can maintain our society and continue to be free. But folks, it's up to us. We cannot sit back. We cannot sit back and say, oh, but we don't have time for this. Our children will live under tyranny if we do.
100%. There's no question about it. And we have to decide not to allow that to happen. We absolutely have to decide not to allow that to happen. We can win, but we can only win if we turn to God. Don, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Folks, I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Nan Su joins us. We'll talk about China coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Shepp, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Okay, let's see. Making a couple of adjustments. I'm waiting for Nansu to jump in, and if he's not able to join us, then I've got a backup plan for us today as well. Just real quick, again, want to encourage you if you'd like to help out with a donation today. We'd like to help you out as well. I've got 3 books that are available. I've got Don Jan's book, The Road to Tyranny, Michael Dougherty's book, which is The Devil Inside the Beltway, and also Enough is Enough by Rick Scarborough. These were donated to us. I am offering them as a thank you. For your donation. Let's see. Yes, sir. Okay, so hopefully we will be being joined here shortly by Nan. Looking for him to join us. We're going to talk about China and the CCP Mark. Sorry, last half hour. Marco Rubio, Senator Marco Rubio. Secret Chinese Communist Party sells. It's actually a Wall Street Journal article. Let's get over here and look that one up real quick. Let's see. Secret Chinese. Hello, Nan. Hang on 1 second. There we go. Hi, Nan. How are you, sir?
Okay, pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's great to have you. Look at you. You look just dapper, sir.
Thank you. I thought it was on the phone, so...
No.
I'm waiting on the phone.
I am so sorry. No, you look fantastic. I was just actually pulling up the article at the Wall Street Journal on the secret Chinese... Well, that's interesting. It's not coming up in their search, but that figures. Anyway, you sent me the link. Senator Marco Rubio exposes the secret Chinese Communist Party... sells relative to controlling investment strategies. Talk a little bit about that, and then I also really want to get into the issue of Taiwan, what's happening there. Claire Lopez wrote a piece suggesting that the assassination of Shinzo Abe might be very akin to the assassination that happened with, I think it was the Lion of Persian or what have you, but the man who was murdered right before Osama bin Laden gave the green light and the towers were attacked, that getting Shinzo Abe out of the way, who was kind of the one leading the charge to engage Japan in warning China not to attack Taiwan, might well lead to a Neville Chamberlain moment and the CCP deciding, well, there's no real opposition over here now.
Oh, yeah. First of all, let's talk about Senator Marco Rubio's article. Basically, he's trying to initiate a bill which will ask all these financial investment firms like Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, like BlackRock, ask them to basically reveal their true relationship with CCP, because he asked these companies basically say, if you have CCP branches that's formally established inside of your company, mm-hmm. Either in your China office or anywhere, you need to let the public know. You need to let 150 million, you know, American investors know that they actually CCP had a branch office in your company. What happened is they, you know, some of they actually already had some details about all these companies. Once they went to China to do so-called investment, guess what? You know, they just opened the floodgate. They go to China, because all these companies, they know if they somehow hook up with the high-level Chinese government officials, relatives,
right,
it's easier for them to make money. But then the problem is once they hire those people, they start making money, then they are going to establish their office inside China. And once they do that, then they hire more, and those people may be the Chinese Communist Party members. And then once those Chinese Communist Party members hired by American investment firms, then they start establishing CCP branches in these companies. Now,
well, and this is very similar to the CCP and their Confucius schools, right, that they've established in American universities. Am I making the right connectivity to a degree as far as infiltration is concerned and positioning and influence?
This is actually
worse.
10 or maybe 100 times worse.
Sure.
We're talking about money.
Well, right. Yeah. We're controlling the flow of dollars and cents and where monies are invested, and then ultimately allowing these very large and influential investment firms then will start only investing in companies where the Chinese Communist Party has an interest.
It's correct. And not just that. Right? Not just that. Because the Chinese, there's a few more things going on here. Number one, the CCP will be able to send through these people, it's the inside channel, the information they want the Western world to hear, you know, to invest, to influence all these top Western world's investment firms, right?
Okay.
That will influence the money flow. We're talking about maybe billions, even hundreds of billions of money.
Right, sure.
And that's number one. Number two, now all these, think about these, all these financial firms, these venture capital, these financial firms, they are the center of information, technology information, economic information.
Innovation, all this, where money is going to be going, where investments are headed in the future, all those kinds of things.
And think about this. So the CCP basically have their, it's going to be able to reach all the information, right, inside
right.
of the information.
Okay.
So, and then that really is going to seriously impact, think about this. They don't abide any international rules. Once they have
right.
All this information, what are they going to do? So this is a big question over there. I think Senator Ruby is really, Mark Ruby is really...
He's hitting on something very important. Okay.
So basically say, you know, if you guys going to let the Chinese Communist Party establish the branch formally in your company...
Right.
And you need to let American public know. You need to let American investors know. Now, here is what happened. Early on... When China joined WTO back in 2001, at the beginning, they don't do anything like that. So later when China's economy start growing and, China, CCP is getting their power, then they start formally establishing openly, okay? At the beginning, they just do it. They kind of quietly doing it.
Right.
You know, they don't let the corporation know.
Okay.
But then gradually they start all these, their operations start like become open inside the corporation. Like Walmart when, you know, before they withdraw from China, you know, they have, they have a Chinese, Communist Party's branches established in their firms and many others.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then gradually, you know, because the way, there's a huge mistake here. This, you know, American companies, they look at CCP, Chinese Communist Party, just like any political party, like in the U.S., like the Democratic parties, the Republican parties.
Okay.
In their mind, it's just, hey, that's just one political party, but no, this is the party that tried in every way they want to take over control of the world. They look at the United States as the number one enemy.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. On to the other.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Do you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Sorry about that, folks. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my guest is Nan Su of the Epic Times, S.3598.
Yeah, that's the Santa built. U.S. Senate bill.
Let's try that. That's on the 116. Here we go. Knows Chinese Communist Surprise Parties Act. Senate Bill S-598. So call your senator, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Please call your senator and tell them, please support Senate Bill 3598. No Chinese Communist Surprise Parties Act. And it is a bill to stop corporations from hiding and to stop the Chinese Communist Party from hiding the fact that they are engaged heavily in investments that Americans are making. And then in addition to that, we were talking about this in the break very quickly, and that is it's important for you to review your investments, your mutual funds, and your investments to make sure that none of those funds are invested in companies that are controlled in some way or influenced in some way by the CCP. Did I lose you? I think I might have lost Nan Su. Yep, I temporarily lost Nan. He'll be back in a minute. He should be able to jump right back in for us. So very important that we get that done. In addition to that, it's also important. Let me see. I'm going to send him a message. Lost you, Nan. Okay. In addition to that, it's also extremely important that we are engaged in understanding the what China refers to as unlimited warfare. Unlimited warfare. And what that means is that they do not, they're at war with us, and there is nothing that they will not do and or sacrifice to win that war. And we were going to get into this. I don't know if we'll be able to. Okay, let's see. I'm going to call him then and get him back on via phone and see if we can't just bring him on the phone.
Forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
Going to voicemail. Okay. That is very odd. Try again, please. Okay. So here's the issue. What this means is that there's nothing that the CCP is not going to be willing to do to attack us. All right, let me switch gears and go over. Shinsu Abe was assassinated last week. Claire Lopez came on and spoke about this. I talked to Nan briefly about this, and I think it's an important topic and an important subject to understand as well when we're looking at the Chinese Communist Party situation. And that is the reality that the CCP knew that Shinsu Abe was the one who stood between them and Taiwan, because Shinsu Abe was rallying the Japanese people to push back and to join with Taiwan in pushing back against a CCP Chinese invasion of Taiwan, and then thereby taking full and complete control of the, I believe it's the Chinese Eastern Sea, which would be horrific, devastating, it just very, very bad situation, because it would then inhibit and potentially wipe out trade routes with other trade partners coming around that direction. And that's quite significant on the world stage. And that is one of the reasons why the CCP wants to go after Taiwan, is they want to get control of those sea routes. It's the reason why they put islands out there, man-made islands that they created in the ocean. My goodness, think about that. And, you know, it's something, these are issues that are rarely talked about. But just as dangerous as Putin is, just as dangerous as Islam is, you know, all of that, hang on, let's see, I tried to call you.
All right, okay.
Oh, there he is. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I had some issues. I don't know what happened.
No, that's okay. All right, we've only got about a minute and a half left, so really quickly, I wanted to switch gears and talk about the Taiwan situation and the danger of China taking over Taiwan and then controlling that eastern China Sea and basically eliminating any ability for the West to transport any goods over there, which would also cut off Japan.
Yes, China's military expansion quickly, very aggressively in the South China Sea area. So, and which is a part of effort is taking control of Taiwan. So, if you know, China already military using the three man-made islands in the South China Sea for military purpose. But however, those three islands. And Taiwan is between those three islands and mainland. Okay, so those three islands are on the southern part of Taiwan. So if they take over Taiwan with the three islands already used for military purpose, then China will be able to fully control the entire South China Sea and total one-third of international trade transpass the area. It's the lifeline of Japan's economy. And Japan... Yes.
And those are the man-made islands that they made during the Obama administration that they started building
in 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah. China's chairman Xi actually made a promise to President Obama that they're never going to use those man-made islands for military purpose. But guess what? Now they have a military,
of course,
Air Force runways. They have, missile launch device set up. They have pretty much everything over there. But those islands, you know, they really bear much meaning without their control of Taiwan.
Okay.
Because Taiwan is huge, right? Those man-made islands are very small. So China is really going after Japan's economy now. They want to control Japan because Japan is the most important column of the entire U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy.
Okay.
And you know what the Indo-Pacific strategy called this region, called the Indo-Pacific region? It covers half of the world's population and two-thirds of the world's economy. The U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy called this region the world's center of gravity, the entire world's center of gravity, and the most important column of that strategy is Japan, and that's what China is going after right now.
And that's why the assassination of Shinzo Abe is so significant, because Shinzo Abe was the Winston Churchill of Japan, standing between Japan and them rolling over and basically succumbing to China's demands with a Neville Chamberlain kind of leadership, which is where they're headed now. And that's a danger to the whole world, including Japan.
And you know what? Who actually first initiated and brought the concept of an Indo-Pacific strategy? That's Abe. That's Shinzo Abe. He started initiating that strategy back in 2007. You know,
Right.
It's a surprise. You know, yeah. He looked far ahead. 2007, that's 1 year
quite
prior
visionary
to Beijing Olympics.
Yep.
I mean,
quite
the whole world was crazy about China's miracle, and he already started a strategy.
Yep, he already knew. He already knew. Nan Su, Epic Times. Follow him at the Epic Times. Nan, thanks for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it. God bless you, folks. Thank you for being with us as we head into the weekend. We greatly appreciate everyone that's been listening to the program. We greatly appreciate all of you. Please support us. Consider a seed harvest blessing. There it is. $1, $5, $10. We need your support. We really need your support. You can do it by going to Cash App, Dollar Pastor Greg CGR, Venmo at Chosen-Generation-Radio, or at PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Cash App, $Pastor Greg CGR. Venmo at Chosen-Generation-Radio. Saving America, saving India, saving the world. God bless you and have a great, great weekend.